Hi, my name is Denise, and a recorded line. Is this regarding the Debo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, it is. This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Ms. Tamisha Williams. Can you assist her?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, I hope you guys both have a great weekend, and best of luck to you, Ms. Williams.
All right. Thank you so much, Mario.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Ms.
Hello?
Williams. How are you?
Hi.
Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Denise?
Yes.
Denise? Okay. All right. I'm fine. Thank you.
Perfect. So I will be assisting you further. I know they did a pre-screening on their end, and then we do a pre-screening on our end. First and
Okay.
foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
I do not.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Ms. Williams. Is
Yes.
that correct? Okay. And then
Yes.
are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you feeling presently?
I have headaches. I still have headaches. I recently found out that my baby making machine is now shut down for business. No. I'm okay.
So sorry to hear that you're going through that, Miss Williams. I know it's very frustrating, I'm
I
sure.
mean, I have two children.
Oh,
That was the
good.
whole purpose. Yeah, that was the whole purpose of me taking the depo anyway, to prevent the children, to prevent more children. So, yeah, we're okay.
Oh, okay. So you do have children already, which is sweet. That's nice. How old are
Yeah,
your
I do.
children? Are they
Thank you.
babies or?
No, my girls are big girls now. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're blessed. Awesome. And
Yeah.
again, I'm so sorry to hear about the headaches. That must be frustrating. So when was the date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in April of 2017.
Let's see, April of 2017. Okay, let's see here. I do have to put an actual date, even if you don't remember the
Okay.
actual
Yeah.
date. We can put like the 10th,
No.
5th.
Well, no, it was around the 20th. It was April. It was right around, it was towards the last end of the month. I do remember. It was April 20th of 2017.
Okay, so April 20th of 2017, date of diagnosis of the meningioma. And then, what is your date of birth?
9/19/88.
1988.
September 19th, 1988.
Okay, perfect. September 19th, 1998. Ninety
1988.
1988, yes.
Yes, 1988. Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then, do you know of anyone else that was affected by the Depo Provera that we can assist as well?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure right off the bat. There's a couple of ladies that we all went to the same office. And we spoke, and we kind of chatted about what was going on, but I don't have their numbers right off the bat.
Okay. So is that
Um, I
something
do, but
that.
I do, but I do know my cousin took the depo, but I don't, I'm not sure what her symptoms were.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then I will be sending you my direct line through text. so you can always give them
Okay.
that information should you
Okay.
come across somebody that is also needing assistance. And yeah. So were you
Okay.
taking the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I stopped using it in April of 2017 when I found out that I was sick.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I had a series of symptoms that kind of alarmed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my gynecologist and I told her what my symptoms were, and then she wanted me to come in, and then she sent me off to get labs done.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is when I found out that I had the meningioma. I was sick.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow. Well, good thing you took action if you were feeling symptoms. It's better to take
yeah.
action and then to put it under the rug. Like a lot of people maybe
Oh no,
do.
I couldn't sweep it under the rug, just because my symptoms were so severe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gained a lot of weight. I had really, really bad mood swings, and it was hard for me to, you know, just go about my daily life, and just it was a lot of stuff. I had really, really bad headaches. So much
oh,
so
no.
that I had to that light, like sometimes like sensitivity to
oh,
light,
my gosh.
Eyes would hurt really bad, and my period was irregular. Sometimes it would be really, really heavy when it did come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it was a lot. And, oh, and yeah, and I gained a lot of weight. I was a whale.
Yeah, I have heard that so much from people that were on the Depo-Provera. They keep mentioning
yeah.
of how much weight they gained. I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
it's like a lot.
Yeah,
of
I gained about 40 pounds. That was big.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're at least in a better place now. Have you lost some of that weight now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, good.
All of it, actually.
Awesome. That's a good thing. And then within 1 year, Ms. Williams, can you
mm-hmm.
confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes. I had to have one shot every 3 months. So in the course
yes.
of 6 years, I went to my gynecologist once every 3 months. So I had about, I'll say maybe it was
okay.
So for about 20, I'll say about over 20 in 6 years.
Okay. Over 20
yeah.
in 6 years. Okay. And then I know you mentioned that you started taking, or actually you mentioned you stopped taking the Depo April of 2017. When
mm-hmm.
did you start? So let's put a start date on here. Even if it's just a guesstimate, when was around the time
okay,
that you started?
So, I'll say maybe it was the first of May.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first of May. Between the 2nd and the 5th of May of 2011.
Yes, 2011. Okay, so let's put May. You said May or April? May, right?
No, May. May.
May. Got it.
May
okay.
of 2011. Yes.
Got it. Okay, so let's put May of 5th of 2011,
mm-hmm.
and then you stopped
okay.
April of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
would it be safe to say April 5th, or was it when you were diagnosed, which was April 20th?
I would say when I was diagnosed.
Okay, so we'll put April 20th, the date of diagnosis.
Okay.
And then let me put meningioma in here. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then I'm just going to enter your first name and last name in this section. It would just take me 2 seconds here. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, L.
L as in Lima? Okay. And then we will be needing a social security only for the law firm to match your social security to your medical records for identity verification purposes.
Okay.
And then whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 259-795-9977.
Okay, perfect. So I have 259-795-9977. Is that correct? Okay.
It
Awesome.
is.
And I do have an email address. It is time and then CIAW at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Perfect. I have a phone number. It showed up as 470-983-0190. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that your cell
Yes.
phone?
Yes, it is.
And what is your contact preference? Would it be phone call, text, or email?
No, phone or text is fine, but
Okay.
probably text. Yeah,
Okay.
probably text, 'cause I don't wanna miss a call.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I'm better with text as well. And then, best time of the day, would that be morning, afternoon, or evening? And this is for the law firm to know.
Okay, so it will be my best. I would say my best would be midday,
Okay.
maybe between the hours of 11 and 1, like right
Okay.
now.
Perfect. And then, can I get your address, please?
Yes, 3704
Three seven
Noble.
zero four Noble
Noble Creek Drive.
Creek Drive.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
30327.
30327. Perfect. So I have 3704 Noble Creek Drive Northwest. That's what it showed up as. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Atlanta, Georgia, 30327. Is there an apartment or a unit number?
No.
Okay. And then your diagnosing doctor's name. So this is the doctor who diagnosed you. Earlier, you mentioned it was your gynecologist who sent you for labs. So she or he the one that diagnosed you?
No, I was after completing the lab, I got a call from my neurosurgeon. Her name is Dr. Michelle Johnson, and she was the one who diagnosed me with the meningioma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meningioma.
The
Yeah, I
meningioma.
know. Not
Yes.
everyone. I know.
Oh, sorry.
No, believe me. When I first started saying it, I was like, oh my gosh, like it's not the easiest
Yeah,
to say.
it's a tongue twister.
Yeah, for sure. So, Michelle Johnson. And then she was in Atlanta, Georgia as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in the Google search here. Neurologist. Okay, I did find a Michelle M. Johnson, MD, neurosurgeon in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have an address as 2001 Peachtree Road, number 575. Excuse me. Does that sound right?
I'm assuming so, but I received a lot of my care from at Piedmont Hospital. That is where I saw Dr. Johnson 90% of the time when I went there. That's where I was seen and cared for at Piedmont
Oh,
Hospital in
got it.
Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. I just typed that in the Google search to see if I can find that information. And I did find her, and it does say Piedmont Atlanta Hospital on there. So Let me enter that in here. Facility name, and then phone number. Let's see. I'm just copying and pasting everything. Okay. And then, Miss Williams, were there any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me. So now we have your diagnosing doctor's information. As far as your treating doctor, would Michelle Johnson be the same doctor who treated you?
No. I had to, after I was diagnosed, I had to undergo surgery. I had to undergo a craniotomy surgery, and I also had to receive radiation therapy, and my doctor, my oncologist, her name was Dr. Lita Gaddick. Sorry.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so let me look her up. Oncologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and
Let me know if you need the spelling of her last name.
Yes, please. I couldn't make it out.
Yes, it's Gaddick, Gattoc.
Okay. Did you say PP as in Paul?
No, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I did find Lita Portia Gaddick. And I have an address of 1800 Howell Mill Road. Is that correct? Oh, that's her address now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, I was Like I said, I saw my entire team when I was there, when I was being treated. All of my treatments and everything, all of my doctor visits were at Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. Even she was there then at Piedmont Hospital.
Yes.
So then
mm-hmm.
I will put her name, but then I will leave the other, I will copy and paste the other information like I did for your diagnosing doctor. So
okay.
Let's do that. Okay. Okay. So now we have diagnosing doctor, we have treating doctor, and now this is your prescribing doctor. So the doctor who was prescribing the depo.
It was my gynecologist, Dr. Glenn.
Gynecologist, Dr. Glenn?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Amber Glenn, my gynecologist.
Okay. Okay, I did find Dr. Amber Glenn on here. Amber OBYN. It's coming up as Marietta, Atlanta. Does that sound right?
Unless she moved.
She might have moved.
She might have moved. No, because, yeah, no. That doesn't sound familiar. She might have moved.
Do you happen to have the old address where she was at? Because she keeps coming up with that address.
She was on the fifth floor in Piedmont Hospital, Atlanta.
Okay.
So the address, I guess you do use the address there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that. So let me just copy and paste her name. And then
I think I may still have a number for her. Let's see.
okay.
Hold on. Let me look through my contacts to see if I still have her information. Let's see. Going in. Oh, okay. Got it. I don't know if this is still the right number for her. It's 678 944 8042.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
678-944-8042. I'm just going to plug it into the Google search to see what comes up on that number. Yeah, it did come up as
Okay.
her number actually. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
And then now the pharmacy name. So this is the pharmacy that you were picking up. Any like Depo Provera related items, I guess? Any, were you going to a pharmacy? Was Dr. Amber Glass
No,
sending you
all
to
of
pharmacy for anything? No?
no.
Okay.
Dr. Glenn was the one that administered my depot shots. So
Okay.
I had to, like I said, I had to go to every 3 months. I was going to her office to get my shot every 3 months.
Okay. And the hospital, just to confirm, the Piedmont Atlanta Hospital is coming up as 2001 Peachtree Road, Suite 575, Atlanta.
No, it should be Piedmont Hospital should be it's on Peachtree Road. I'm not sure why.
Yes,
Let's see.
Peachtree
Let me put
Road.
it in my G let me put it in my GPS to see what come up.
Okay.
Let's see. No. On my end, it says 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest. Atlanta.
One nine,
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Atlanta
19.
196. Yeah, 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Got it. Okay, let me change really quickly here. Perfect. Okay. So I went ahead and corrected that. And it does have a section for us to enter any medical notes. I know you mentioned that you're still having headaches. I don't know, just something to maybe put down for the law firm to read. Would you like me to include that?
What about my headaches?
Yeah, it just has a section for us to enter any medical notes that you would want to add to your file.
You could add my comp you can add complications of I've caused I'm now infertile. I'm
Okay.
now infertile. I now cannot have any children anymore, even if, you could put that and
Okay.
the fact that I do still have severe headaches from time to time.
Still have severe headaches from time to time. Okay. And then you did have surgery as well and radiation therapy, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Williams?
No, I don't have any on hand. I would have to reach out to the hospital and the rest of the physicians to request the documents, but no, I don't have any on hand.
Okay, no problem. So they'll go over everything with you, but I am required to ask, should they require you to
Okay.
provide them, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both? Both. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
No, she doesn't live with me.
Okay. And then can I get the first name?
Her name is Scarlett.
Okay.
Her last name is King, KING.
Okay, so when you said Arlet, can you spell that for me to make
Scarlett.
sure? Oh,
Yes.
Scarlet. Okay, got it.
Yes,
Now I got
Scarlett.
it.
Yeah,
Okay.
Scarlett. Scarlett.
Perfect. Scarlet King, and then a phone number.
470-309-3259.
470-309-3259. And then relationship.
She's a close friend. She's been a friend of mine for 15 years.
Oh, wow, long time. Okay. And then, does she live near you or like in the same state?
Yeah, she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She lives in the surrounding area.
Okay. And then, would you like to include an email for Scarlet King?
No.
Okay.
No. She's pretty good with answering the phone.
Okay.
She's better than me, honestly.
I know. I don't answer phone calls. I usually just answer text messages. So I hear you.
I don't either.
Alrighty. So let's see. Let me review everything one last time with you so we can make sure there are no typos through it all. If there's anything that sounds incorrect, please stop me right away so I can correct it. Because once we generate the DocuSign, it will have to be good, no typos. So
Okay.
let me just drink a
Okay.
little water here.
Well, let me take a water break too.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I gotta drink some water.
Okay.
Alrighty
Let me
then.
know when you're ready.
Yeah. So you would like to participate in the double Prevera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Prevera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 4/20 of 2017. Date of birth, 9/19 of 1988. So far, so good.
Yes.
9/19 of 1988. Okay. And then you did take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Prevera. You used double Prevera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. And then usage start date 5/5 of 2011, usage stop date 4/20 of 2017. And then
Yes.
your name is spelled TIMECIA, middle initial L as in Lima, last name Williams, WILLIAMS.
Yes.
I have a social security S25979-5977. I have an email address as time, and then ciaw@yahoo.com. I have a phone number of 470-983-0190. That's a cell phone number. And I have an address as 3704 Noble Creek Drive, Northwest Atlanta. And it's 30327, no unit or apartment number. All sound good?
Yes.
Perfect. So everything else is there as far as the doctors, the medical notes, and your emergency contact. Now I will be submitting this DocuSign, you will be receiving it in your email. Once you receive it, it will provide you with the link. You will click the link, and then it prompts you where to sign and where to initial. And I will stay on the phone with you until you're done doing that. So if you have any questions through it, I can assist you.
Okay. Okay, let me go to my email so I can make sure that I get it. Denise Santoli, this is you.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
I'm
okay.
Here. Sorry.
Okay.
I put you on mute. I was clearing my throat, but yeah, that's me.
No.
Denise Santoli.
Oh, no.
I'm recovering from a cold right now, so.
Where are you located, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, yeah, so our call center is Orange County, California. We do service people nationwide, so,
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine here. Okay, one moment. I'm sorry.
And then as soon as you're done, I will review it just to make sure that all looks good. But take your time. I'm here if you need me.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost pickup time and my phone is going crazy.
It's almost what? I'm sorry?
Pickup time.
Oh, pickup time.
Yeah, my daughter is one of my daughters is getting ready to get out of school in a little while.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 9.
Oh, yeah. Because when I asked you if you still had babies, you said they're grown, and I wasn't sure how grown.
Yeah, no,
9 is still young.
No, they're still young, but they're like low key like little adults, honestly.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, I feel like my last one was. I feel like my last daughter was born by immaculate conception, because I still to this day don't even know how I got pregnant when I've been taking that damn birth control for that long.
Oh wow!
I still don't know.
Still don't know.
My mama called her my miracle child.
Wow. Sometimes
yeah,
that happens.
Still don't know how she got here. I was like, what?
Wow. Miracle for sure.
Yeah, she is. Okay, Denise, I have finished signing the document.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're going to get a, I don't know if you're going to get a notification of that.
Yeah, I know you have to pick up your daughter, so let me review it really quickly. I do have a
signature. Oh, no. It's not my day. It's Friday.
Oh.
It's Dad's day.
Oh, got it. Okay.
No.
Well, that's nice.
No, it is Dad. No, we co-parent pretty well.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's Dad's day, honestly. So, yeah. No.
That's so good that you have help.
Today.
Oh, good, good. So it's
Yeah.
not all on you.
He's
Good.
pretty, he's okay. He's pretty cool sometimes.
Yeah. You're like
But you know how
sometimes.
that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hear
sometimes he's
you.
pretty cool.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear. I did receive everything and everything looks perfect. You did a great job with the
Okay.
signing and initialing. So what will happen now,
Okay.
I will be sending you a text message with my direct number. In case you have any questions, you can always text me or call me. Also, I'll be sending you the law
Okay.
firm's information. I always say give them about a week. If you don't hear from them in about a week, it could be sooner, but I always like to say a week. And then you can call them. I will be sending you their number. My advice
Okay.
is always to save their number in your contacts in case they do reach out, you
Okay.
don't recognize the number. And then, you
Okay.
know, you missed their call. I wouldn't want you to miss their call. So I'll be sending you
Okay.
that information, okay, Miss Williams? Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure assisting you today. I hope you have a
Okay,
wonderful
thank you
rest
so
of your
much, Cindy.
day. Of course. You
And
take care.
I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Yeah,
Appreciate it.
absolutely, Miss Williams. Have a wonderful day and a happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
Thanks to you. Thank
Thank
you. Thank you.
you.
Have a good one.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.